Need for a culture of safety. Before envisioning a culture of safety, IPs must understand the culture of complex organizations, including their own. Organizational culture can be described as the set of values, guiding beliefs, or ways of thinking that are shared among members of an organization. It is the feel of an organization that is quickly picked up on by new members. Culture is, in short, the way we do things around here. The power of organizational culture is perhaps most noticeable when new strategies or programs are implemented that go against the currently embedded culture. Role of the IP in patient safety. Few clinicians have the widespread, comprehensive view of adverse events, HIs in particular, that IPs bring to the patient safety arena. Surveillance, prevention, and control measures are the foundation of any program that aims to identify and categorize risk, using problem-solving techniques and critical thinking skills to eliminate injury and harm from HAIs. These are some of the fundamental skills and core competencies that IPs bring to patient safety programs. By marketing these skills and competencies, IPs can demonstrate their value to healthcare leaders interested in improving the safety and quality of clinical care. Key point: IPs bring value to organizational patient safety efforts through a practice based on the science of epidemiology, the study of populations characterized by time, place, and risk factors, the use of proper definitions and measurements, and the use of appropriate study designs. Epidemiological skills used to reduce endemic infection rates through surveillance and prevention activities can be applied to the study of any adverse outcome in healthcare. Once indicators are selected to measure adverse outcomes, the same competencies are needed: data management, collection, organization, analysis, and reporting. Feedback of data and information to key stakeholders. Education for HCP on risks and reduction strategies. Development and implementation of interventions to reduce risk and improve processes. Evaluation of interventions based on data, improved rates, or processes. Interventions like construction infection control guidance, continued surveillance and prevention activities. The role of the IP has historically been, and will continue to be, critical to ensuring patient safety. This is done by establishing evidence-based infection prevention practices and ensuring their full deployment through education, auditing, and performance improvement activities. The emphasis on federal agency and other regulatory body requirements, together with the public's demand for attention to HAIs, ensures that the IP will continue to play a valuable role in patient safety reform.